Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin Key.
Where did Cain get his wife? And did God permit relatives to marry one another? There's a school of thought. In fact, there's various schools of thought. But the one that I'm going to present tonight in regard to this question, some believe that Cain discovered his wife in the land of Nod. And this is brought forth from Genesis chapter 4 and verse 16. And as they look to the context there, they believe that he went to this land of Nod and he found a woman there that he decided to marry. What to begin with, whenever Cain is there in the land of Nod, the scripture tells us is that there was a city. And in order for you to have a city, you've got to have population. And it appears in the context is that the population of the city at that time was very, very large. In that same context, how did that population come about? Where did they generate? We've got to go all the way back, do we not, to Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve were responsible for not only Cain and Abel, also later on Seth, but then we would also understand for other children. The term new is a euphemism for a marital relationship. It does not indicate that Cain came to know this woman over a period of time, as what we would say that we have built a relationship and gotten to know one another, but rather whenever God uses it in conjunction with Cain and this wife that he has, what he is meaning is that they have come together in the marital capacity that God authorizes a man and woman to come together as a husband and wife. The land of Nod, as it is given in the context, simply means a place or an area of wandering. So in that we find is that it's not a specific a name in regard to a certain city, if you would. Also, though, from a biblical standpoint, we need to consider is that Adam and Eve were blessed with additional children. I've already mentioned in the context is that later on, Seth is born. I do want to also make mention here, it's interesting to me that whenever Cain killed Abel, and then God punishes him, is that Cain's lineage seems to represent the evil lineage from that point forward. Well, where does the good and godly lineage come forth? I believe that it comes from Seth. In fact, the Bible identifies to us is that after the birth of Seth, then man began to call upon the name of the Lord once again. And then I think that that also factors into what we find over in Genesis chapter 6 with regard to the intermarrying in the context there. Also then, the Scripture affirms that Adam begot additional sons and then also additional daughters. Genesis chapter 5 and verse 5 helps us to understand this. What is it that we must conclude then? By necessary inference, we would conclude that Cain's wife came from Adam's children or grandchildren, etc. Certainly one of his offspring. Do we have a book, chapter, and verse that explains exactly as to who he married? No, we do not. And hence, that's why people ask the question. Inquiring minds certainly want to know, but there are some things that we will not know for certain. But what we can conclude is that his wife would have came from a sister or would have been one of the grandchildren of Adam and Eve or down the line. Some people then would say, well, why would God allow him to marry his sister or his relative, close relative? This is not the only instance given in Scripture. Take into consideration we have Abraham who married his half-sister. Remember whenever he appears before the king of Egypt, the Pharaoh, he says that this is my sister. That was only a half-lie, right? It was still a lie. In this, though, it was his half-sister. And hence, they would have been blood. There was a time frame where God allowed for, in fact, authorized, the marrying of relatives. He told them that they were to be fruitful, Adam and Eve, to be fruitful and multiply the earth and to subdue it. The only way in which they were going to be able to accomplish that is if they had intermarrying, interrelationships within their families. However, when we come to the children of Israel, in the book of Leviticus, we understand is that this has been done away with. God no longer permitted at that time, and certainly even not today, ancestral type relationships. But again, during that time frame, it would have been permitted as well as necessary.